So, I, in preparation for this table talk, I had like downloaded a bunch of these messages, like six messages, and started just tearing through them so that I could equip myself for something I wanted to share with you guys. You know, I've been doing this study on God's glory and the glory that surrounds of the Holy Spirit, and so as I was listening to this whole message, somewhere in between, somewhere I just heard Pastor Tim Keller make reference, just in quick passing, to a scripture in Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians, and it was like, just grabbed my heart, hooked me, and I had to go dive into it and look more into it. And in return, I wanted to share with you guys everything that the whole thing. I wanted to read the whole scripture, the whole chapter, and be able to put it all into context like that and really give the oomph, you know. And then I remembered, you know, he just snagged me, just a bitch of it snagged me, so I'm not going to put a whole bunch of sauce on it. but it's an alarming promise here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'm going to pick it up in verse 17. It says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." Now, in passing, it doesn't sound like so amazing, but what it's saying here to me is just contemplating God's glory transforms us inside. Just to contemplate, and I even looked up the definition of contemplate. It says, to think profoundly and at length, to meditate, you know. And so as I was meditating, you know, and meditating on God's glory about this message, all of this stuff was welling up inside of me that was just transforming me and making me want to be a better example, a better reflection of Christ, and he has built us in such a way, he has created us in such a way that just us thinking about his glory, just us considering him, his glory transforms our heart and begins to change us into a little bit more like him. That's what he wants. And so with that, I want to share